Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken controllers to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, RCT, uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Falls mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk to G-Funk. I want to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. Want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
That's how the game gets started every single day, man. I just got back from the other side. They call it the dark side, baby, but this is the cannabis takeover. We do it like no other. I promise you that. Guess what, folks? There's a lawsuit out there I got to get to right away. I got to start talking about this. It's just about 8 minutes after the big hour, first quarter underway. Big lawsuit out there getting filed against Arizona. We want to reduce the cost of medical marijuana cards. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. We tired of paying $150 to the state, another $150 for this, $500 for that, $200 for that. So specifically named in this lawsuit are Governor Doug Ducey and the Arizona Department of Health Services. They're named simply because those are the two entities that arbitrarily, supposedly, allegedly set the annual cost for the medical marijuana cards. Now, a couple things I do want to recommend, that we get away from the medical marijuana card and call it a medical cannabis card, because everything that'll start coming out from research and science, folks, will be very simple for you. It's going to be cannabis. As long as we keep it in the marijuana terms, we're playing in their hands. I'm telling you that right now. If you go back to the origination of this whole thing and go beyond hemp, you'll find that it was cannabis. It was never marijuana 10,000 BC. It was cannabis. Just the way it is. So as soon as we can get away from that, we will be moving ahead in this game. We'll be defeating the laws, all of that, because the stuff that we will be using, as they will continue to call it marijuana, my friends, we will call it cannabis. And we will fight you in court all day long that cannabis has medicinal values. Just that simple. Now, here's the good part. One, I personally know the attorney, Steve White. Pitbull. Pitbull. Steve and I did a kind of a pilot test bubble cannabis show. And it was phenomenal. Off the chain. That's where we started our foundation of Cannamaniacs about a year ago, over on Voice America. Excellent, excellent internet programming, everything over there for you. We're the first to bring cannabis to Voice America. We are first to bring cannabis to this whole area. Now, we're doing it on a powerhouse, 50,000 watts. back to the lawsuit. Here's where everyone in Arizona, if you're a cardholder, get excited. Because my main man, Steve White, the fighter of justice for us all, he's setting up a potential class civil lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit will be seeking my friend's compensation. You heard me. Compensation. You want to get some money back? You better keep listening to this show. I'm going to tell you how to get your money back. This is a developing story that I'm going to stay on for you till we start getting money back and people start going, King Cola, King Cola, King Cola, we getting our money back. Don't thank me. Thank Steve White. I just want to keep reminding you that we got a fight right now. Civil lawsuit. We got some change coming back. Change. Did you say change? We're going to make some change up in here today. Yeah, we're going to make some change today. We're going to make some change because my man Stevie is seeking compensation for all fees and costs that are associated with the acquisition of a registration card. In other words, if you spent a chip out there, and if you're legal, I know you dropped at least $150 to the state, because they don't let you, they going to get theirs. They're going to get that $150. Now, don't forget, we did a story and broke a story that across the country, people were finding out that when they were paying for those medical fees and putting that medical cost and making it happen to the state, what was the state doing? State was taking some of that money, putting it back into the what they call that task and police efforts, eradication, all of that type stuff. And the next thing you know, that $150 that you're giving to the state is actually going toward the police departments and sheriff departments to help bust legal marijuana users. You saw my man on Weedikit, Krishna, did a story up in Michigan. Legal as hell. They still kick the door in. If you have something that they want, keep this in mind, my friends. They're not going to talk to you like I'm going to talk to you. I promise you that. I'm going to talk to you like you're my best friend or good buddy or we play ball together. I don't have no reason to lie to you. I just keep it 1,000. I don't have time to play. But if you get yourself caught in a situation, let me just tell you this. I got to ask you, when is enough going to be enough, people? Ladies and gentlemen, when is enough enough? I don't know another industry that will actually charge you to become a medical patient if the physician prescribes that you need it. Why do we have to pay someone in the state to get a card to go get medicine? I don't know of anywhere else that happens. And let me ask you this. Why does the governor who's against cannabis, why does Governor Ducey get to set the price? Who was in the room with him from our side of the game to set that price? And if there was somebody in the room, why'd you okay it? There are people out here struggling right now. The people behind this lawsuit, my friends, are people that are struggling because they cannot afford the hefty annual fee. That simple. When you got a state fee of $150 annually, you want to be a caregiver, that's another $200 to $500. And you also have to pay for that doctor's visit annually. Somebody getting over. I'll tell you more exactly what's going on. There is a creation of registry. We call it a registry of patients. Is that a violation of your rights? Keep it locked in. We'll be right back.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you are tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy Jung. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Welcome back.
Good to be back. Thank you for sticking around. You know it's a great day today, right? No, not because it's Friday, not because the weekend is upon us, not because I'm going to a great NFL retired players golf outing. Not that. It is because today, my friends, it is Veterans Day. Veterans Day. I had a chance yesterday that, and it just worked out this way. And I had no idea. You want to talk about timing? That's why I don't care about time. I care about timing. I don't ever want to be the guy that tells the time. I got to be the guy that builds the watch. It's that simple. So I'm sitting down just kind of chilling at the barbershop. You know how we do. Chit-chatting, talking about the election and things like that. And I got a Russian barber. And let me tell you something. He don't play. So we're sitting there just doing our thing in the barbershop, and the next thing you know, I'm chit-chatting and talking with my main man, Rick. Now, Rick spent some time in Vietnam. And let me tell you something. He's got some stories for you. So on a day like today, and it slipped my mind, folks, really. On a day like today, I would like to send out a special, special shout out to all the veterans. Dan Smink and his group over there doing his thing with the vets. My man Ox doing his thing. And a lot of these guys just, and here's what I learned yesterday. Because you know, a lot of time, and don't take this the wrong way. You know, a lot of time as men, when we're talking to our significant other, whoever it may be, as men, we have this fix it gene. Well, we have to fix it. And a lot of times that's where we blow it as men, is because as that significant other is kind of telling you, pardon me, about their day or here's what's happening in life, we want to stop it and fix it. Here's what you need to do, honey. Why don't you just, do this, do that, and it'd be okay. How come you still? They don't even want that to happen. They're adults. They got brains. What they're looking for is just somebody to listen. This is what I found out yesterday. As I was hanging out, and then it kind of turned into a one-on-one with me and Rick, because Rick is a partaker. He partakes in a little smoke. He enjoys life. But he enjoys life because of what he went through. He showed me a picture when he was covered in Agent Orange. Could you imagine? Fighting for your country and then, you know, and here's what he told me, and I don't even know if you guys realize it. Here's how slick they are. He said, Isaac, the ground was already an orange color. And then they would just drop like this mist. And you'd be covered in it. But it would be orange. Like the ground. So naturally, you would not think twice about it. Orange. Okay, I get it. Not till later did he find out that the man, he was poisoned. Yeah, they take care of him. Trump said he'd even do a better job. Because see, here's what's going to happen. And you know, I'm not a political guy. But here's what's got to happen right now. With all the angst and everything that's going on out here, all the First Right Amendments, people protesting, doing what they want to do, I get it. But when it's all said and done, the man made a lot of promises. And the only thing you need to do is write him on a list and check him off as he does them. Don't check him if he doesn't. And just make sure you stay on top of what he said he was going to do. Because the easiest way for him to get out is the easiest way he got in. Made a lot of promises. Don't keep them. You'll be out of here, buddy. That simple. The first quarter, Living the High Life, brought to you by my friends over at Lexus. Move dependable luxury at an affordable price. Test drive your Lexus today. You can do it at your neighborhood Lexus dealer. Check out that new 2017 lineup at Lexus.com. So I had to get that out there. First quarter, it's something special about today. And if you see a veteran, a lot of great deals out there too for my vets. If you get a chance to, I think Denny's and all of those guys are getting great discounts. You can go out, get your meal on, start eating, do the good things, have some fun. If you see a veteran, make sure you spend some time, buy them a meal, do something special for them. They protected our country. It's something special. They need love. And back to that, let me finish my story. What I found out yesterday, talking with Rick over at the GQ Barbershop, hey, listen, when I'm looking fresh like this right here, let me show you. Hold on. Let me take the headphones off. What'd you think? What'd you think about that? Look at that cut. Look at that right there. I get tight at GQ Barbershop. Go through and see. Hello, my man. Hello, you, my man. It's me, Joe. What can I do for you? Hello, my man, my friend. How are you, my friend? Expect that when you go see Joe. My friend. What are you doing, my friend? Give me some money, my friend.
How long you been going to him?
Man, I've been going to Joe for 5 years, maybe?
Now, In that time, 5 years, have you ever heard the same story twice?
Man, I hear the same story every time I go in the damn barbershop. Hello, my friend. Good day to you, my friend.
Not only do those guys have just a whole oodle of stories and stuff to get a repeat on.
Now, I think my guy came from, like, one of the Russian prison camps. I don't think he liked to tell his stories.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he, you know, he showed me a story, showed me a picture back in the day.
Yeah.
And you know how you had, like, the cool Russians who had got a chance to wear blue jeans and stuff like that and you know, drink vodka when they wanted to?
Yeah.
You know, they traveled in a different kind of group.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think Joe...
Cold War.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think Joe was running with that group, and then his folks did not like the direction he was going, shipped his ass to New York.
Wow.
Where he learned to be a master barber. Hello, my friend!
Priceless.
Listen, I told him I was going to mess with him, man, because you know Putin wants his ass back.
I'm sure.
I know Putin. He wants all Russians over here back over there. So I'm going to keep you a secret, John.
Good luck with that.
I love it, man. That's my main Chet the Jet. He's on the other side making this thing go production-wise. Man, I love if we can reach out. But let me finish real quick. Here's the deal. Guys, just like you can't fix it, you just got to listen. When you're talking to that significant other and she's telling you what's going on in her world, she's not telling us that to fix it. And the veterans I noticed and I learned yesterday, man, they're telling you stuff because nobody else is really listening. And if they find somebody that they can talk to, because they got to click with you. If a veteran does not click with you, man, they're not saying a damn thing to you. It's something about you that makes them think of either back over there or you part of the establishment and they just can't vibe with you. But Rick, man, let me say this. I learned that it's just about listening with our veterans. It's about just hearing them, man. Nodding, smiling, letting them know that you tuning in to what they're saying, because they just want somebody to spend a little time with them. They want somebody to listen, not fix anything, because the stuff they talking about is non-fixable unless you got a shot to smoke. So today is a special day. I just wanted to really get this out and let my veterans know Green Lives Matter. It is a huge thing that we do here at Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, simply because it's all about the medicine. That's why I'm not tripping out that, you know, something that we called recreational did not pass. The next time around, if they make it adult use over 21, leave the recreational right here where it is. I think it'll have a better chance. I think we lost a lot of people on that fact. I think a lot of votes didn't happen because a lot of the cannabis folks, enthusiasts, got lazy. Thought it was going to be a walkthrough. I did. I thought it was going to be a landslide. So they still have this out there. They still think that there's some votes hitting out there that, you know, this thing could still kind of sneak through some kind of way. So I would take it that there still is a hint. What was that show where the guy was talking to the girl and she said, you wouldn't have a chance out of a million? What was that, Chet? Do you remember that?
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber. And he goes, oh, so you're saying I got a chance?
Listen, 205, I'm saying you might still have a chance.
Arizona News Radio. Protests against his election continuing around the country and here in our state, with word coming that Donald Trump has formally been declared the winner here in Arizona, getting the state's 11 electoral votes. This is thousands of ballots are still being counted.
Counties actually start counting a week before the election. So 1.8, I believe, million ballots were returned by the beginning of Election Day itself.
Matt Roberts with the Secretary of State's office. Word that Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach will be joining Trump's policy transition team. He was the author of Arizona's controversial SB 1070. Memorial services planned for Monday for Sholo Police Officer Darren Reed, killed in the line of duty Tuesday.
The outpouring of public support for this whole tragic event has just been tremendous and outstanding.
Fire Department spokesman Kirk Webb, Officer Reed shot to death by Daniel Erickson, who was gunned down by police during a standoff. Mid-80s for a high in the deserts today, upper 50s in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your cave and extravagant service of Unbound in Mesa. We got a road closure. Center Street is closed north and southbound between University and Main. Also, because of the parade, Central is closed north and southbound between Bethany Home Road and Missouri. Look for a crash. 67th Avenue at Beardsley. Just like kids here, children across the world have big dreams for their future. Give one child the opportunity for a better tomorrow at unbound.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today, highs of 82. Winds will be at the east between 5 and 10 miles per hour. For this evening, it'll be clear and a low around 60, with an east-northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Sunny skies on tap for tomorrow and a high of 82. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 59. I'm Wayne Tropp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, still at 74 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more from Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Gotta welcome Zach Abdullah to the new Kingdom of Cannamaniacs. King Cola welcomes you to the Kingdom of Cannamaniacs. Love it when the newbies become Cannamaniacs. Let me tell you about this guy real quick. Here's how you know when you're a Cannamaniac. Now, Zach did a little bit of time. And let me tell you why he's a Cannamaniac. Within 5 minutes of him getting his release, his phone was dead, of course. He gets a ride some kind of way, or he walks up to a convenience store, charges his phone, Within 5 minutes, Zach is back on Facebook. Now, that's dedication. Show is locked on. And this man wanted out of jail so that he could get to Facebook Live and lock in King Cola, living the high life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. That's why he is the Catamaniac of the Week, ladies and a gentleman. Welcome back. As my man says so well, talent on loan from God. You can't say it if you don't have it. Welcome back to the show. This is how we get down each and every day. We are the, you know what? I got an email that said, nah, you are now America's cannabis show. I mean, I said, like the Dallas Cowboy? Yes. America loves and hates you. I'm like, okay. No worry. I got some good news as we lock into the show just about 36, 37 minutes after the hour. I am the King Cola, the Big Bud Man. This is Cannabis Talk at its finest. We give you things that you won't get anywhere else, I promise you. We create discussion. We create topical discussion about things out there mainstream media will not bring to you. They're just not going to bring it to you and put it out there in discussion form. We are an interactive radio show, a cannabis show, the only one in the country doing it that way. We look for your involvement each and every day. Over the weekend, we'll be in our community doing what we do. On Monday, we'll come out with another smoker of things that have happened. We learned a lot this week. Oh, and I do have good news. The good news about President-elect Donald Trump winning. Arizona had nothing to do with it. Arizona had nothing to do with Donald Trump becoming the new president-elect. Not one damn thing. What do you mean? Well, they just got all the votes tallied, like yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday. They named him president-elect Tuesday night. On Wednesday, he was meeting, now getting the meeting set. Yesterday, he met with the president on the exchange. All of a sudden, Arizona's 11 delegates freed up. Whoop, they go to Trump. Well, he was already president-elect by the time Arizona figured out, hey, we're red. Yep, Trump won it. AZ, Trump. Yep, shoot those 11 delegates. So we had nothing to do. So the people in Phoenix that right now are boycotting, enjoying their First Right Amendment, park it. Put the brakes on. This state right here, right here, right here, right here, had nothing to do with it. Why are y'all doing what you're doing in California? Man, y'all just got legalized cannabis. I mean, he already said he is not going to do anything to disrupt medical and where the momentum is going with the legalization. The movement can't be stopped, folks. That's not going to happen. He's going to leave it up to the states to decide. And it's going to stay that way. We don't have to worry about that. So, Arizona, all I got to say is chill. You don't need to get out there and rally and skip class because we really had nothing to do with Trump becoming president. Now, you can protest because you're upset. Cool. But don't act like Arizona was part of making him president. We didn't have a damn thing to do with it. By the time we gave our information and votes and delegates, he was already president. Don't forget, Green Friday, I'm going to be down in Tucson. I'm hanging out in Tucson, man. I'm going to Tucson, give me some cowboy boots, ride me some horses, because I'm going to be hanging out at Earth Healing Dispensary right there in Tucson. By the way, vets, all my veterans, if you got the TuneUp app downloaded, download it now. If you're going to be a new patient, I got a goodie for you. You got free grams coming. Free grams. You heard it. Free grams down at Earth Healing Dispensary in Tucson today. 10% off if you need anything else. Flower, tincture, rub. Earth Healing Veterans Day Special. Super big, super big, super big. I'll be down there live on Green Friday, 25th, I believe. And we're just going to be down there giving away all kind of good stuff, talking about the medicine. This show will start to move more into the medicine. More and more about the medicine. Because that's what it's all about. So, quick question, poll question. Hey, man, is a hot dog a sandwich? I mean, think about it. Is a hot dog really a sandwich? Poll question today. Frontier Automotive poll question. By the way, give me Frontier's number real quick, Clive. I need to know that number. Frontier with this poll question, is a hot dog a sandwich? I'm struggling with that right now. Earlier, we were talking about the creation of a registry of patients. Is that a violation? I mean, what other patients out there, folks, have to register with the state in order? And I'm talking about in order to be able to receive any other treatment. I mean, do you have to fill out some kind of registry if you get chemo? I mean, do you have to fill out something? Especially if the treatment has been prescribed or recommended by a physician, not just off the cuff. What other medical anything makes their patient register with the state in order to be able to receive any kind of treatment? Help me out. So right there, I think something is going on that we need to talk about, because it's kind of like, look, if you want to play this game, here's what we need. Why are we giving up our information? Because we have been prescribed by a licensed physician that we have the causes or the things that they say we need to have to get a medical cannabis card. We can get that. Why do we have to fill out this paperwork? Why do we have to go to the state in order to be able to receive our medicine and our treatment? Just something I want you to think about. I got the buzz coming up for you. A lot of things happening in the buzz. I want to fact check a little bit. NFL making some big news. We got a big weekend. I got some cannabis sports news I want to get into. I'm going to fact check something. A lot of people are wondering, what are the effects of cannabis on performance, sports? I've got some information, got some facts. ESPN did a huge story talking about the number of athletes that are smoking. I think you'll find it astonishing. I think they're a little off. We'll get into that a little bit. It's a huge weekend of sports, college, pro football, basketball, everything coming your way. I got some cool cannabis sports knowledge for you. This is all about the effects of cannabis on performance. Keep it locked in. Don't go anywhere. One thing I do want to bring up, too, as we ease into the break. There's some good news coming out versus opioids and pain. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to the finest in cannabis talk. Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, 1100 KFNX.
Yeah. Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Welcome back, folks. Big story kicked it off today, developing right here, Living the High Life, a story you only heard right here live with the voice on it, and you'll be hearing it daily until we get this thing figured out. My buddy Steve White starting a civil lawsuit against the state and Arizona Health Department, as well as Governor Doug Ducey. Right now, we will be fighting to get money back for any Arizona card holder that is a medical marijuana card holder. We're fighting for you. We'll be doing it right from this show every single day. We'll be voicing it out, making sure everybody knows whatever we need to do. I'll be letting you know how to sign up. Do we have to sign anything? Everybody needs money back right about now. Here comes the holidays, and who knows when we'll get it back, but I want my name on that list. I don't know why we have to pay this crazy money every single year. No other patient is doing anything like that. I was telling you earlier, welcome back to the other side. That's what we call it. This is the other side. This is where we do cannabis talk. You know, they call us the other people. We got our own rights, all of that they keep stripping. Hopefully we'll get some things back. We call it the other side. Happy Veterans Day to all my vets out there. This is a special day for you, special day for everybody who knows a vet, get to know a vet. Again, don't try to fix their problem. Just listen. All they want you to do is listen to what's going on in their world, and quietly, you'll gain more respect for not trying to fix whatever they're telling you about. I'm telling you, I spent some time with Rick over at GQ Barbershop, man, and let me tell you this. There is something special when you get a chance to do that and hear some of the stories. You really thank God for being able to go through the whatever trials and tribulations you go through. Man, these guys are prisoners of their own minds and things that they've been through for us. So today would be a good day to spend some time with them. Final quarter, Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, will be brought to you today again by my friends over at Lexus. Smooth, dependable luxury at an affordable price. Test drive that Lexus today at your neighborhood Lexus dealer. Check out the 2017 lineup. Also, the big Frontier Automotive poll question still sitting out there. And if you need any type of, let's just call it, maintenance on your car, and you are anywhere in this earshot, write this number down to Frontier Automotive or go to frontierautomotive.com. Ask for Gilbert. Tell them you want the Living a High Life special. Gilbert over at Frontier Automotive. That number will be 602-761-7834. I endorse him. Kind of like the Angie's List of the Cannabis World. That's what this show is. Frontier Automotive is our car repair partner. Just that simple. Also in the game today, we were talking earlier. I wanted to let you know there's some good news coming out about the age-related pain, especially you start getting up around my age and folks in their 60s and 70s. Good news. 91% of the patients, they're saying, are using fewer or actually no opiates after beginning, here's going to be a problem, marijuana therapy. Folks, if we can get that terminology out, and you'll hear me preaching this every day, until we can get marijuana out, which is the buzzword for getting you in trouble, if we change that into 91% of the patients report using fewer or no opiates after beginning cannabis therapy, we keep it medicinal, we keep it on our side. They're saying a striking number of patients, around half, reported that the opiates had a negative impact on their well-being, resulting in a worsening mood, energy, functional ability, and sleep. Let me say this with you and to you. If you ever talk to anyone that has been on the opiate trail to death, because that's all it is, this is another form, and you could call me crazy, I call it population control. Once you're hooked, your body slowly dies till you OD in your sleep, or your body just goes and checks out. Unless you're a strong enough individual to get off and find another alternative therapy, you've already signed your death certificate. It's just a matter of when and where, and we already know how. It'll be the opiate. So when I hear stuff like this, and I understand that what the opiates are doing and the negative impact, those are the beginning stages. So if you know anybody on opiates, listen to this. Here's the stages that you go through before you check out of here. First, you're going to become addicted. Got to have it. You're either going to be able to afford and stay in the addictive mode and get pain management and get your 60, 70, 80, 90, whatever it is, opiates to survive you, sale, whatever you do. But here's what's going to happen. If you continue to use them and they become a part of you, the negative impact is going to start. And it's going to start on the way that you live, your well-being. And it's going to start with a worsening mood. Then your energy is going to go, and all you want to do is just lay around and just chill and do nothing. And then you start to lose your functional ability. You're going to reach something and you grab it and you can't get it. And then you start to lose the ability to sleep. Once you get into that, if you're not checking in, you're checking out. It's a planned population control. That's why the Surgeon General had to step in, send out the memo. Hey, doctors, the jig is up. They know. And right now, folks, we are at an era, it's a crossroads of where people have had enough. And I believe people have had enough of being on opioids and going down this road, because they've seen what it can do. Obviously, there's a step missing called heroin. If we can get everybody, especially from this report, where the respondents had used both cannabis and opiates for pain, 91% of them, 91, it's a pretty big number, folks. 91%. Now, here's another story you'll only hear on Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, because I don't do what the mainstream or the drive-by media does. I'm trying to give you the stuff that they're trying to cover up. They don't want you to know this. 91% reported that they use fewer or no, zero opiates after beginning cannabis therapy. 63%, huge number, reported quitting opiates altogether. Is that landmark news? So let me give you a quick breakdown, because I only got a couple minutes, and I told you I'd get into some NFL stuff. But you have to treat this now as medicine, folks, even though it's adult use, 21, wherever you go. If you treat this as medicine, you always have an out. Right now, if you're on opiates and you just heard that story, 91% reported that they use fewer or no opiates after beginning cannabis therapy. Why wouldn't you be headed that way, or why wouldn't you be telling anyone? 63% reported quitting opiates all today. All together, I should say. Let's get the buzz in. It's Friday. A lot that we want to get into. The buzz is brought to you by my friends. It's called The Morning Buzz, azmarijuana.com, your source for the most up-to-date and trending cannabis news on the World Wide Web. Just remember, the NFL may have to give in to cannabis. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's 14 states right now that have teams that it has legal cannabis. Big ESPN NFL player poll about cannabis had some surprising results. Real quick, nearly three-quarters of NFL players surveyed, and I think it's higher, 71% say that I'm going to go with cannabis because this is going to get us in trouble. Cannabis should be legal in all states. About one in five, 22%, say they'd known a teammate to use cannabis before a game. Stay with that. That's got to be triple. You got to remember, only just like in real life, one in five of your friends will snitch you out. So one in five, 22%, snitched on a teammate and said that yep, I know some folks who smoke before a game. Snitch. Two-thirds, 67%, say the NFL testing system for recreational drugs is not hard to beat. Yeah, you just get tested once. They call it the idiot test. If you flunk the test that you know the date that they're going to take the test, you're an idiot. When they ask which was better for recovery and pain control, cannabis or painkillers, 41% say cannabis compared to 30% for painkillers. More than 61% say cannabis would be allowed substance. Fewer players would take painkillers. I definitely agree. What about those effects of marijuana on performance? Why don't we do that on Monday? That's one great thing about having a show that you do every day. I got so much information to give you. If I can't get to it all, I'll just get to it the next day. See you next time right here, Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show. Peace, love, and soul. See ya.
And we're seeing the quality of life for Arizonans who need medicinal marijuana for pain management. We offer a full range of consistently dosed, highly absorbent, strain-specific edibles, like THC syrup with accurate dosing, so you get the right amount of medicine every time. We also have seven varieties of hand-infused hash oil gummies and three different strengths that are propylene glycol-free and never sprayed. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to medication.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening.